Italian Wine Podcast. Cin cin with Italian wine people.
Hello, this is the Italian Wine Podcast. My name is Walter Walden. My guest today is Caterina Day from the Day Winery in Vino Nobile in Tuscany. Welcome, Caterina.
Thank you so much.
Give me a little brief summary of the family history. How did you get to become the head of the Day Winery?
So it was my grandfather who started coming to the area, to the Montepulciano area first.
Where was he from originally?
Tuscan. Yes, he's Tuscan. But the family core business has always been stone. So we have quarries of stone in the surrounding of Siena. But he loved the Montepulciano area. And he went discovering the area in order to find a place to spend the summer holidays. Being aware of the great potential about winemaking. So he discovered a beautiful piece of land where he planted first vineyard, which is actually Bossona, now the most important vineyard of ours.
Okay, so what was his name though?
Alibrando, my father's father, Alibrando Dei.
And then your father is?
My father is Glauco.
And then you're Caterina.
And I am Caterina.
So do you have any siblings, any brothers and sisters?
I have one sister, but she's mainly, taking care of the stone, so I choose the best part of the...
All right, so she does the quarrying. She does the hard work.
Quarry.
You do the glamorous job of making wine.
Yeah, okay. I think I'm the lucky one, actually.
I think you are, yeah. So you just mentioned the idea of coming to the area is about the terroir, the potential. What is special about the Montepulciano area, specifically for Sangiovese, or Prugnolo, as you call it?
Yeah, the Prugnolo Gentile. We have different lands in terms of composition of the soil, exposition, and altitude, and we feel absolutely privileged in this case, because in my case, I have five different vineyards in five different areas, so there are five different units that vary, where the soil vary from sandy, clay. So, for example, the Vino Nobile comes from sandy clay soil.
So what taste does the sandy clay give to the wine? How does it shape the Sangiovese?
So the clay gives the structure, but the finesse at the same time. So we have a full-bodied but smooth and elegant wine. And this is the goal for us, for example. Then the sand really emphasizes on the flavors on the Sangiovese, so the fruit comes out a lot. And by the way, comes to my mind, going back to our history, the history of Montepulciano, that goes back to, centuries and centuries
ago. The
1600s.
At least,
exactly. So the golden age for the area and for the Vino Nobile.
The Renaissance time.
Exactly. When Sante Lancerio, at that time, the sommelier of Pope Paul III from the Farnese family. So Sante Lancerio said, the Pope loves the wines from Montepulciano, overall Italian wines, because it's a wine that is really appealing. It's polputo, he says this word, and I love this word.
So polputo, what does that translate to?
Polputo means it's a lot of material, a lot of character, personality, but still it's an elegant wine. In fact, it's not a wine called Agrestino, so it's not for the country people, but it's for the nobles, for the noble families.
Yeah, he only mentioned, I wrote an article, he wrote the noble men. He didn't make any mention of noble women, unfortunately, but luckily things are changing under people
like
you.
Things are changing.
So let's go back to Bossona, which is one of your single sites. Just tell me again what is special about that, in terms of the style that you're trying to get out of there.
The Bossona vineyard is really something different. It's like an amphitheater of 13 hectares, and it's sand on top, and with... the carries materials, rocks, and fossils.
Okay.
So we have the finesse, the structure, and the minerality. Mm-hmm. So we think that it's the most complex and...
So it's your flagship wine then, is it, the Bossona? Yeah?
Exactly.
Okay. So I was in the region recently, and I've heard you went a little bit crazy in your vineyards, sowing a lot of cover crops and flowers and things like that. What is going on?
Yeah, we really, by the way, we are sustainable and organic. I didn't apply for the organic certification yet, but I'm going to do that very soon, because, you know, we waited because bureaucracy in Italy doesn't really help. But and that's the only reason why I'm not officially organic yet, but we are definitely organic, sustainable in the way we process. So only a very natural way of, you know, taking care of the vineyards, 100% no pesticides. So green cover, meaning we plant the different kind of seeds depending on the nature of the soil. So the seeds vary from barley to fava beans.
Okay, so barley is good at providing organic matter, and beans are very good at providing food in the form of nitrogen.
Food, so that, you know, we want the soil to be healthy, to be breathing.
To improve and so the structure,
that,
yeah.
Exactly, so that if the roots are breathing, if the roots are healthy, we'll have a healthy vine and healthy fruits. So this is the way we process. So let's say prevention rather than cure.
Okay.
This is our goal.
Now, in terms of winemaking style, you are known for making wines that are very smooth, but they don't taste like they're really technical. They taste like they have a bit of soul behind them. How do you do that?
Well, I remember
is that correct?
Absolutely correct.
I was wearing a couple of your importers, and that's what they say.
Wonderful.
But I know the wines as well.
Thank you for saying that. This is really our style. I would say classic style, meaning really, you know, paying attention to the territory, focusing on the Sangiovese, but also focusing on the nature of our own vineyard. So we want the primary aromas of the grapes to express at best. And so for me, the wine has to be, yes, representing the territory, but also being smooth and elegant. I don't personally like aggressive wines, so we're working on tannins a lot, making really very strong selection, vineyard by vineyard. So
is that also where your farming is changing, where you're really, I've spoken to your vineyard manager, really looking at each little bit of land that you have as an individuality? So you talk about cover crops, so this particular vineyard is going to get this kind of cover crop because the soil is like this, it's on a slope, it faces
yes.
this way. And then on another, say a flatter or higher or rockier area, you're going to sow different plants between the rows to have a different effect. So again, you're going to get that diversity of flavour so that you have more material to make a blend from. Is that true?
Absolutely.
Sorry.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah,
yeah.
But
do you like blending?
Well, I like blending as far as
the
blend represents the terroir. So, but we definitely focus on our Prunello Gentile. Yeah. So 90% of our grapes is Prunello Gentile.
Mm-hmm. And what about your main markets?
The United States, I would say, number one export market, which is 30% of our export. Then all the European countries, let's say from Germany to Switzerland, Great Britain.
How's the US market changing? Do you detect changes there? I'm not just talking about green
really,
initiatives
I'm
and
really
organics.
I'm really very happy because I see them turning to specific wines, to the DOCG, you know? While probably in the past they used to like more like very international wines or more.
So you're saying the two Super Tuscans are actually.
Yes, they were probably more on the Super Tuscan some years ago, and now they're really going back to the roots, which is absolutely, you know, great for us.
So what opportunity is there for Vino Nobile in general
in
America?
I think
it's a nice name to pronounce. I mean, it's one of those Italian phrases that's quite easy for people to pronounce, Vino Nobile, or Vino Noble, you could call it if you
yes.
wanted to Americanize it. Does that help?
I think it really, you know, represents the personality of the wine, of the area, and it is a noble wine. It's easy to pronounce, and it's a distinguished wine that is really has its personality, and I think it's really very well appreciated, and people know it because it's been there for decades. So
what about a typical food match, a good food match for Vino Nobile?
I would say the Vino Nobile is very versatile wine, so it's perfect with all the red meats, with game, but not only with red meats. Well, I recently had, dinner menu, tasting menu with, for example, fish going to Norway or
really?
Going to China.
What kind of fish?
Well,
very strong meaty fish or?
Strong meaty fish, but yes, of course, depending on the way it's prepared, but definitely it's a versatile wine. And that's one of the most important characteristics of the Vino Nobile. I love to say that it's the important friendly wine. So,
okay.
And by the way, it doesn't you don't need to wait 10 years before saying, you know, it's perfectly right, it's perfectly mature in the bottle.
But does that also come down to a little bit to the winemaking? You know, you do make a wine that is quite easy to approach without being simple. So you make it like a complex wine, which has got drinkability early on, and that's, I think that's what you're known for, that you've really understood what the market wants.
Yeah, a friendly wine, yeah. You know, it's an important wine, but still it's easy to drink.
You mean a big wine, it's quite a concentrated wine.
Of course, we have the different categories, the different wines. So, for example, I like to call the Rosso di Montepulciano, which is
the younger brother
of the Vino Nobile. Mm-hmm. I would say the important everyday wine, if you want something tasty, fruity, but, you know, not as complex as a Vino Nobile. Of course, the Vino Nobile is a versatile wine, but still friendly, smooth. And then I'll have the Bossona, in my case, or a Super Tuscan that are, of course, a little bit even more complex and need richer food. Yeah. Or, you know, I think that you can enjoy the wines, not necessarily with food, but we're more Italians that definitely need to pair, you know, wine and food. But, for example, I think you can enjoy a wonderful glass of Vino Nobile at midnight before going to bed to relax.
I'll bear that in mind next time I'm writing a book and I get stuck. I'll give you a ring at midnight. So can you just bring me a bottle of Vino Nobile? Caterina Day from the Day Winery in Montepulciano in Tuscany, Vino Nobile area. Thanks very much for coming in. I love
Thank
this
you.
Word, polputo. I'm going to say polputo all day long now. It's stuck in my brain. That's
all
a
right.
great one. Thanks for coming in.
Thank
great
you.
Great to see you. And I'll hopefully come and see you soon and check out all your wonderful cover crops in your vineyards.
Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot, Catherine. It's really
Thank
nice
you.
To see you.
Nice to see
Thanks
you.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks.
Follow Italian Wine Podcast on Facebook and Instagram.